Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Bonte.
Let's just put the rat on the table, goo.
Stiney.
The thought, I die alone. I laugh the loudest tutor.
Yeah!
And Guru.
Hell yeah! So I go, who paid for me? She goes, sir, it's free when you're over 44.
On 95.7, The Game.
Hey, we got exciting times in the Bay Area as it pertains to the San Francisco 49ers. They've started out 2-0 this year, and they've got the Pittsburgh Steelers minus Ben Roethlisberger coming in here on Sunday for the home opener at Levi's Stadium. And we talked a lot, guys, yesterday about expectations and are they starting to change? And a lot of people have said, yeah, you know, they are starting to change. Well, here's my question. If they're starting to change their expectations, does that mean the 49ers are now in a position to, let's say, quote unquote, go for it? Because if the expectations have changed, all right, I'm looking at some available gentlemen here in the NFL. You got Jalen Ramsey. You got Trent Williams. You got Melvin Gordon. And you're likely going to have Jamal Adams available. All those guys are darn good players. They all come with, I don't know if baggage is the right word, but they all come at a cost. But is it time, Bonte and Goo? Is it time for the 49ers to think about making a move like that where they can pick up one guy and upgrade a position in a huge way?
Yeah, and I know yesterday you, I, and Bonte came in here, euphoria, rightfully so, Niners 2-0. But I think what got underplayed is the loss of their best, their captain of the offensive line, Staley. And now you got Jimmy Garoppolo looking like the franchise quarterback you want him to be. All those guys you guys mentioned, they will help you tremendously. But right now, Bonte, I'm getting a sense here in the Bay that we're ignoring the fact that Staley's gone. This team is yet to play a down without him. Trent Williams is in Washington. And again, you ask me, hey, Goo, what do you give up? I would give up a first-round pick to get him on my offensive line because the Niners haven't played the game without Staley. And as you know, B, one position can wreck the whole offensive line, and we don't know what they're going to look like come this Sunday. So don't go get rims for the car. Go get fix the oil leak, as I just said a minute ago.
Right.
You know, fix the engine leak before you go get the flashy stuff because I'm starting to get a little nervous about this Joe Staley injury and what it's going to mean going forward.
Yeah, I don't know if Joe Staley, you know, he's out 6 to 8 weeks. Can you win without him? And I think John Lynch and company want to see Shanahan. They want to see how they operate as an offense, how they function as an offense without Joe Staley, at least for one game. And then you have the bye week getting ready for Cleveland to where you can reevaluate your offensive line. I'm not sure about Trent Williams because if Joe Staley does come back, where are you going to move Trent Williams? Are you going to move Joe Staley to guard? Are you going to move McGlinchey to guard?
But wouldn't I
what
say that's the
there?
Coaches? Let the coaches handle that, Steiny.
That's a problem because Joe Staley and Trent Williams have played left tackle throughout their whole career. So if you had to ask
two,
me,
yeah, and right. You end up with two
left tackles,
and then McGlinchey, who's supposed to be the heir apparent,
right.
Probably not going to be the heir apparent, at least not sooner rather than
so
later.
So you like, I'm just asking you, because it looks like Justin School, if I'm correct, the rookie, is going out there. You guys are more comfortable with that than, hey, we got two of the guys in the same spot, but they're veterans. Maybe we can, you know,
if you're telling me,
over.
If you're telling me that John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan are saying, you know what, let's go out and get a player. And the list is Jalen Ramsey, Melvin Gordon, Trent Williams, and let's just say Jamal Adams. I'm taking Ramsey or Adams over Trent Williams because Joe Staley, in an ideal world, will be back.
No, I'm with you, Steiny. I'm with you, Steiny. You look at the – there's still question marks about the secondary. A lot of people were complaining about Kawhi Williams' performance Sunday in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
so
he blew cover the first – oh, my goodness.
So if you tell me that you could bring in Jalen Ramsey, who can learn under Richard Sherman and shut down one half of the football field, quarterbacks are already petrified to throw it to Richard Sherman. Imagine Ramsey on the other side, or you get Jamal Adams, a guy who can blow you up in a box, plays really well in a run game. We saw him yesterday on Monday Night Football. He lights people up. He blitzes. He can play the deep third of the field. I think the secondary, if you could get Ramsey or Jamal Adams, that's where you go because you hold out hope that Joe Staley will be back in 6 to 8 weeks.
888-957-9570 is the number. There's a lot to get into here. Because it's not just that a few of these players are available, but they come with a reputation, maybe, of not being the greatest teammates. And the one thing that I've noticed, and I'm sure everybody else has too, it feels like Lynch and Shanahan aren't about bringing in a guy who's perceived to maybe put the individual before the team. I know they made a call about Odell Beckham Jr. in the offseason. To me, he's so much more tolerable than some of the other players. But they had no interest in Antonio Brown, and that seems like it was a smart move. So do any of these guys, do you run the risk of affecting the locker room with any of these guys?
Dante, this is not romper room, and Lynch played with some bad guys in Tampa, you know, the demonstrative personalities, and now that they're 2-0 and you see quarterbacks dropping left and right, and there may be a chance, something's happening, and why not pounce on this opportunity? I guess what I'm saying is you got Richard Sherman, you got some vets, and even Lynch, go get the talent, and then the talent will know and conform to what you're doing and this new kind of locker room environment you're trying to build on. Knuckleheads know when they need to stop being a knucklehead. And if you come to San Francisco, Steiny, you know what time it is. Richard Sherman there to put you in check.
Sherman could do something with Antonio Brown and those guys.
I really think that's a whole nother subject. I really think he could. But I guess what I'm saying, fellas,
nobody's controlling
you don't have
Antonio
a locker
Brown.
Room. If you can't even take a chance. Now, if you got burned before, I get it. But damn, if you can get Adams
Ramsey,
they
got
burned
with Reuben Foster. They got burned. They spent a first-round draft pick on him. Now, Jalen Ramsey, Steiny, I think the guy just wants to win.
Yeah.
Sure, you're going to get some of the diva tendencies with the media or whatnot, but what has he done off the field?
Mad really, at the coach because he didn't challenge a three-yard catch.
Right. He's mad about the coaching. He wants to win. He talks trash, but he plays at a high level. And then you think about Robert Saleh, this Seattle scheme. You get Jalen Ramsey, a big corner who's physical and has speed, and Sherman on the other side.
What if Witherspoon said, we don't need no damn...
Put Witherspoon to hit the bench. Witherspoon to hit the bench.
You hear that, Steiny?
Or you could
Witherspoon.
Or you could
trade Witherspoon.
You could trade Witherspoon if you bring in a Jalen Ramsey. Or can Witherspoon play the slot? Probably not. Probably not. He's probably too big to play the slot. But people on the text line, Steiny and Goo, they're asking, is Jamal Adams available? The reason why we're bringing up Jamal Adams is he unfollowed the Jets on Instagram. Took him out and... took him out of the bio, and it looks like maybe people want out of the Jets.
I want a divorce.
If Jamal Adams is available, I know the Niners don't have a second-round pick in 2020. I'm flipping that first-round pick in 2020 in a heartbeat for Jamal Adams or Jalen Ramsey.
Would you have traded a one for Minkah Fitzpatrick?
I'm not sure I would have. Maybe a second if you had a second or a third.
Dude, you'd give away first-round picks.
I'm a gambler. Talent trumps, man. Because you never know what those draft picks are going to be. And if we had a list of the Niners, the last 10 number one first-round picks, it wouldn't be all that pretty, Steiny. So it's like what Bonte said in the green room. They're like the baseball top prospects. I don't got 20 years to wait and see if they're going to blossom into.
Right.
Well, give me the for sure.
I just don't think Minkah Fitzpatrick's all that good, Steiny. I mean, not on the level of Jamal Adams and Jalen Ramsey.
So that's a question. I mean, let's put the scenario out there. 49ers have no second round pick next year. We know that. They've got their own first round pick. Is Jalen Ramsey worth a first? Is Melvin Gordon worth a first? Is Trent Williams worth a first? And what about Jamal Adams? Should he become more available than he seems to be right now? To me, they're pretty close. I mean, I got to believe Ramsey's going to get them a first-round pick if they end up moving him. So then there's a couple things going on. You want Ramsey and then no picks in the first two rounds? Okay, that's fine. But then you're going to have to pay Ramsey at some point. A lot of money. A ton of money. And you got a lot of young players you're going to have to pay because it does look like this team's kind of growing.
And the Niners have a nice amount, Steiny, on that credit card from being frugal. You know, the last couple of seasons they haven't just, you know, went crazy at Nordstrom's. They got some money. They got some resources.
The one thing that I do like, if you're going to trade a first-round pick for one of these guys, is I like an organization that's going to bet on itself. And you're not giving up a first-round pick if you think you're going 3-13 or even 5-11.
No doubt.
But you have aspirations of 9-7, maybe 10-6. All of a sudden, that pick isn't number 4. It's number 16 to 20.
Right.
And that's a lot more tolerable when you start thinking about the talent you bring in for that.
That's a great point. That's a great point. When you win football games, your draft position is going to be lower, and you're saying, okay, we already have a good team here.
Right.
We may be able to pass up on a first or second round pick because now all of a sudden we're going to be attractive in free agency. And the thing about Parag Marate, the Niners guru when it comes to the signing contracts, he knows how to construct a contract. This guy, he gives you the guarantees, but he's always got some opt-out clause, which is what we talked about with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
D. Ford has an opt-out clause. You're going to have the money coming off the books from Jerick McKinnon because he's probably not playing it down for the 49ers. So you bring the player into the building first, and then you'll worry about the contract a little later. You know it's looming. You know you have to pay Kittle, Guru. You know you have to pay Buckner. But you'll get it done because, as you mentioned, the black card still has plenty of money there.
And you're going to want to. You're going to want to pay those guys because they're ballers.
Ballers. Absolute ballers. So no on Melvin Gordon real quick, Steiny, because we just saw Breida Mostert.
And, yeah, I was just I about mean, yeah, the running back position guys, is right now through 2 weeks,
well, but
double
but,
stars.
And I, you know what? Right here, right now, obviously, no need for Melvin Gordon.
Right.
But they're actually one running back injury away from being in the Melvin Gordon game because they're already missing two. One's not coming back. One hopefully will come back by week 4 or 5. But I agree, Melvin Gordon's probably the lowest of the priorities now. But here it is. Which of the four would you give up a first-round pick for, or would you sit tight? Or has this 2-0 start tickled you enough to think, you know what? We get one of these players that's the best at his position, we just got better. Like, better in terms of we are now better than the Seahawks. Better as in terms of we can play with the Rams. I'm not saying they can, but do you believe that's a possibility at 888-957-9570? It's kind of fascinating that we're actually talking about this just 2 weeks into a season where, at least in this room, expectations weren't that high.
And there was reason for him not to be that high coming off a 4-12 campaign. And I don't want to overreact. I know I do it a lot. But you look at the standings, Monte, in the NFC, Green Bay 2-0, a little hollow 2-0. They haven't been perfect. Coach and quarterback arguing. Tampa Bay, we know what they're about. They got a win. Niners already ran through them. Rams, Gurley, question marks. Seattle barely beat Cincinnati. Niners punked Cincinnati. Philly, Wentz throwing the ball to Luau Cinder. I'm just saying, outside of Dallas in the NFC through 2 weeks, you give me this stout defense and the formula that the Niners are using and Kyle Shanahan's play calling through 2 weeks, you know, I make that a set. Give me the Niners.
If you bring in a Jalen Ramsey or a Jamal Adams, that puts you over the top, I believe.
What does
this
that mean?
Year, over the top in playoffs. Terms of the NFC West. I think you can win a division if you're bringing a Jalen Ramsey because the guy can play in a slot. So now all of a sudden you got Witherspoon, Ramsey, and Sherman out there
like
in DBs, and they're physical. So it puts you over the top with the Rams because now all of a sudden you got three corners who can combat the Rams. Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Brady Cooks. Now you're feeling good against them. Seattle, they got a young guy in DK Metcalf, but you got some ballers here, and you know their scheme.
They can't
and
block
Guru
for Russell.
Said, Dallas right now is the best team in the NFC, hands down. Hands down, both sides of the football, they have a running game, passing game, everything. But Philadelphia's banged up. The Saints are going to be without their Atlanta, quarterback for 6 weeks. Atlanta, I'm not sure about them, Steiny. I think they're going to be one of those teams that wins two, lose two, wins two, lose two. Minnesota's inconsistent because of Kirk Cousins.
Chicago has no quarterback.
Chicago has no offense, no, let alone quarterback. No playmakers. Yeah, Pappas. You don't play that soundbite either. Detroit, do you believe in Detroit?
No.
I mean, and then look at the South. We talked about the South
Cam
a little bit.
Cam may not even play this Sunday, Steiny.
So now, if you bring in one of these players...
I'm just saying they're hemorrhaging. I mean, the quarterback issues with the Saints, and now it looks
honestly,
like with the Panthers.
Honestly, I'm not looking at any other team to help me decide what I'm going to do.
No doubt, and I
and
like
you know
that
what?
Point.
And I know, and because I've been you know, I've been thinking about this. And you're not going to like it, Guru. But believe it or not, I am in the sit tight. I'm sitting tight. I'm not going. I mean, yeah, I'm going to make a call, but I'm not.
But you're happy sitting tight because you believe in what you got going. Give me
exactly.
So the 2-0, you're feeling like we got something here.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly. But now the funny thing is, if they were 0-2, maybe I'm sitting here saying, "Go get a guy."
Right.
But I really do feel like if you look at this roster and you look at the ages of these players, and I get it, in the NFL, you can go from worst to first very quickly. You can go from 4 wins to 10 wins very quickly. But, man, there still is something to be said about building a foundation. And I do think that the 49ers, we've now identified what? They have about, what, six young players that you want in the fold.
Right.
For sure. So if they were to do it, I think it'd be a gutsy move. But I don't think they make these kind of moves, Shanahan and Lynch. I think they're more conservative than that.
Well, you're right thus far, but I hope that would change. And there's a guy that, you know, Niner Empire is down on, Dante Pettis. He's been invisible through two games. I'm wondering if you added him to the package of that number one draft pick, how enticing that would be to other teams, you know? And that's how you progress, but... Fellas, you get nowhere in life if you don't take chances or gambles. And I don't think this would be a big gamble if you can get one of the guys you guys just mentioned into the red and gold with what you already got going without them is headed up.
Right. And now when you look at the schedule and all the breaks the Niners are catching, you know, the Rams, like, they don't look like that Super Bowl team from the season ago.
Not at all. They just
don't right now. The defense is still good, but you could beat Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib. You could beat them deep. They could be had. Just looking at the way the NFC is shaking out, fellas, and where the Niners are at, because the NFL is the ultimate win-now league. There's no, hey, we're building for the future, we're 3 years away, we're going to build and stockpile picks. Niners aren't in that position anymore. It's been brick by brick for 2 years. Now it's time to put it together. And Shanahan and Lynch, when they first came to training camp, Guru, it was all about there's no more excuses. It's time to win. So if you could haul in one of these players,
man,
you're telling your team and your fan base, hey, we're all in on 2019, and who knows what may happen because you got the ingredients to make a deep run. Now, I'm not saying I don't know how good they are, but you got a defensive line, you got a pass rush, you stop the run, and you got a physical offensive line. Those are components that wins in December and January.
All right, we have a couple polls up on Twitter, at Bonte Steiny Guru. Who do you want the 49ers to trade for? If you want him to trade, Trent Williams, Jalen Ramsey, Jamal Adams, Melvin Gordon, and should the 49ers make a trade, yes or no? We're also taking a poll here at 95.7 The Game, and you can get in and take that poll by dialing 888-957-9570, where we talk with you, not at you, on this show. And the San Francisco 49ers have certainly made the first 2 weeks very, very interesting, and they've gotten some excitement out of the fan base early in this season. And now they play Pittsburgh. It'll be interesting to see the atmosphere.
You made
down
an acquisition.
There.
The Steelers got a new cornerback.
Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Man,
yeah.
And
a quarterback.
Yeah.
Paxton Lynch.
Oh, yeah. Paxton Lynch. Yeah.
And
good luck with that.
Mr. Oklahoma State, that Rudolph, you know, this is his first, going to be his first start. And I'm just like, oh, bah humbug. The Niners going to win by 20 points. And I don't want to be negative, man, but I'm going down this street. Joe Staley's impact, we are going to see Sunday what it does and how it impacts the run game, and not only that, Garoppolo, Steiny. So if somehow we came in here and Pittsburgh were to escape with a win and the Niners give up 6 sacks, I'm asking you two, because I know you're big gentlemen, would you change your tune about, you know what, Goo? The offensive line is in Maybe we need to go get some help.
This is the okay. You know what? It reaches. So Staley gets hurt.
Yeah.
And okay, ooh, that's gonna hurt. 6-8 weeks.
We got a rookie
like,
going
well,
in.
Hopefully he'll come back. Staley's good, but you know we look pretty good. It's like at some point you're like, I get it. He's a left tackle. But it's an offensive lineman. You got to replace him. Those guys get hurt all the time.
Yeah. Yeah,
you have to have depth.
The difference between a good and bad one is night and day.
And if they don't have depth, then they were going to be in trouble anyway.
Here's the thing with the NFL.
Damn.
You see it in all levels of football, college, high school. Offensive line play has been at an all-time worst, I believe, in the last 5 years.
Right.
It has just been bad because in college they're not in a three-point stance. They're in a spread offense. Then you get to the pros, you're playing in pro-style offenses. Not anybody could just step in for a Joe Staley. It is a concern, especially against this Pittsburgh defense that's going to be blitzing Jimmy Garoppolo. They're going to be a desperate defense.
Heard Baldy yesterday.
They
named
are going
them
to
off.
Be hunting. And having a rookie protecting Jimmy Garoppolo's blindside when it seems
Stiney.
Like he just got comfortable in Cincinnati.
I'm not trading for Trent Williams. Stop then saying that Kyle Shanahan is the best play caller in football. Because if he can't put together a good game plan knowing he's got to be careful of his left tackle, well, then maybe he's not worth his salt.
Well,
it's
you
like
need
when,
time,
you go, when you go up against a defense with a great player, you obviously account for him and how you're going to have to attack it. If you're missing your left tackle, guess what? You're going to have to make some adjustments if the guy's not as good. Well, Kyle Shanahan's a genius.
I'm rooting
so
for the rookie
go.
School. I'm rooting for him.
But
you see, we've seen games where offensive tackles give up, the left tackles give up 5-4 sacks when they're getting just taken advantage of. Make it be overwhelming.
Okay, last night with the Jets, this guy, Beecham Jr. And that's what concerns me a little bit more now that I think about it, Snidey. You got Myles Garrett and Olivier Vernon coming to town in a few weeks. You got the Pittsburgh Steelers coming in a few weeks. Aaron Donald's still on the L.A. Rams. He lines up all over the place on the defensive line. Seattle's got Clowney. Ziggy Ansah's coming back. They've got some big boys they got to protect at the defensive end position.
I'm calling to see what
this is,
the price
so
is.
William, I'm sorry. So, yeah, Williams is your number one. That's the guy you're going after.
But maybe Kyle brought this up, and I saw this floating around yesterday on Twitter. The Eagles may be trading Vitae from a left tackle. He's on a rookie contract. I'd take a chance for a guy like him because he could also play guard.
You know what? I wonder if the Eagles would trade, and I get it, they're not in the same division, but I wonder if the Eagles would trade with the Niners at 2-0. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I don't know. If they're going to trade him, they're going to take the best offer.
Right.
But I wonder if they'd rather look to the AFC first.
Because they could be looking at the Niners, Steiny, like it's fool's gold, or they could be saying what we're saying, the Niners are building something.
All right.
There's no mobility. It's like, where are you going to go?
This is now the NBA. This is Steve Young.
Obviously, Antonio Brown proved it. He ended up with the Patriots. Just act that way, and you end up with the Patriots. And look what the Dolphins did. Lose a game, the first game, like, call my agent. I want out of here. This is the NBA now. And front office, the NFL, you have to deal the fact that if you lose a couple games or get into all sideline altercation, that guy's going to demand a trade. He's a big name. What are you going to do about it? And I think at this point, it seems like they're capitulating to it. They didn't put on a hard line. There's no one going to be traded. They're going to have to come together as a league and say, we're not going to do this because it'll be insane. Every guy that's on a bad team's like, get me out of here. Give me the Patriots. Give me the Chiefs. Call their agent, and they'll start talking about it, and then it'll become true.
All right. Your boy, big mistake. Yeah, that's a 15-yarder.
Nobody knew, though. I'm proud of you, too.
Everybody knew. That was Steve Young from last night. I accidentally hit the wrong button here. We're going to talk about that, too, later. The fact that in the NFL, is it becoming like the NBA where guys want out and
then
they can
make
it?
Is that a bad thing, Snotty?
We'll talk about that for sure. The question right now is, if you're the San Francisco 49ers, put yourself in John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan's seat. Are you making a trade for one of these big boys that are out there, or are you sitting tight? You know it's probably going to take a first rounder, but the 49ers, maybe the expectations have changed. Maybe they have changed. Cam Inman is coming up today at 11 o'clock, so we'll get some insight on him and maybe what the 49ers might be thinking. But there you go. There you go. The 49ers maybe with some decisions in front of them.
What a difference a week makes, huh? What a difference a week makes, fellas. All of a sudden, we're talking Last week, the conversation is Nick Mullins. Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo struggles. Nick Mullins is going to be in, play quarterback. And all of a sudden, we're talking about trading for Jalen Ramsey, Trent Williams, or Jamal Adams.
Yeah, that whole list is awesome. You can't go wrong. But like I said, no shiny objects on the car if you got that oil leak. And that Staley is the oil leak.
You know, the funny thing about a car, though, Guru, is if you give it a fancy paint job, it still runs the same. You know what I'm saying? That's just exterior stuff.
Right.
You want your car to look good.
You want it to be shiny.
You like it to look good.
Right.
Maybe 20 years ago.
It doesn't matter if it stays in the garage. That thing's pretty. So what are you doing, 49er fans, if you're the 49ers? Tell you what, this is a very good problem to have. Let me tell you what else is going on today, because this is going to be a fun show. Let me forward promote tomorrow. Tomorrow at 9 a.m., Carl Yastrzemski will be joining us. The Hall of Famer, Carl Yastrzemski, 1967 Triple Crown winner. His grandson, Mike, playing at Fenway Park today. Awesome. Carl will be there. Carl Yastrzemski will be throwing out the first pitch tonight to his grandson.
Oh, that's so cool.
And we're going to talk to him tomorrow we're going to run that thing probably at 11. Because we're going to get him at 9. He's got such a busy schedule today. Also, Barry Zito, you hear what he said?
I can't wait for you to give your boy credit when I said athletes root against each other, like Wentz was rooting against the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Barry Zito, too. But first, the 49ers. What do you do if you're the 49ers? Let's head to Nice Guy Steve and find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
Hope you're rooting for me, Guru. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Ticket Crushers. Jaguars star cornerback Jalen Ramsey has requested a trade out of Jacksonville. Now, Jaguars legend Tony Vaselli joined Joe Lowndes earlier and shared his thoughts on Jalen Ramsey.
What you're going to get is a young guy who can run, he's long, he's competitive as heck, he wants to play the best receiver every week, and he's going to make your football team on the field better. But there's some things that come with it.
Now, you can catch the full interview at 957thegame.radio. The 49ers are getting ready for their first home game against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. They will be without left tackle Joe Staley for several weeks. Now, veteran tackle Sam Young will visit with the 49ers today. Will he be added to the roster? Bonte Steiny and Guru will ask our 49ers insider Cam Inman coming up here at 11 o'clock. Take 95.7 The Game on the go. Download the radio.com app and favorite 95.7 The Game. Got a ticket, suspended license, DUI? Don't pay. Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. That's 866-TICKET-HELP for a free consultation. I'm Stephen Langford on the Bay Area's number one sports station. That's 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, don't miss Last Call every weekday at 1:45. We'll turn the conversation open to you, and we'll get your takes on the hottest topic of the day. Throughout the month of September, the best call of the day wins a Google Home Mini on us. Take Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on the go. Just say, hey, Google, play 95.7 The Game on your Android or Google Home device. That's at 1:45. Last call. We're talking about the San Francisco 49ers and whether they should be in wheeling and dealing mode. Jalen Ramsey of Jacksonville says he wants out. Melvin Gordon still has not played this year for the Chargers. Yeah, I got that right. I was San Diego, LA, San Diego. Just stick to Chargers. You're going to be right all the time. Trent Williams is in Washington. He's not a happy camper. And Jamal Adams. We saw him play last night for the Jets, and he may be available also.
What's his problem?
He's unhappy. They lose.
So is that how you go handle it? You get on your phone, Bonte, and then you go, I'm unfollowing my job?
How would you do it?
Sign of the times.
How would you do it?
I'd say, you know what, General Manager Steiny, can we talk?
Okay.
All right, go, yeah. I close the door. I say, look, life is short.
Yeah.
This team is a mess,
uh-huh.
And you guys have not put anything around me, and I don't want to waste my prime.
I'm
Mr. Adams.
You're defensive back.
I'm a
good dude. Did you see we had a quarterback?
Well, that's
quarterback?
Why I'm in here.
Who are you?
Listen.
That is
you
great
are,
stuff.
You're a relatively low priority right now.
Well, I'll tell you what. If a player approaches me, I don't care how good you are and you want out, just like any woman back in my single days, bye-bye. Bye. I am bye-bye. Not I'm not saver. What did E-40 say? Save him. Hey, bye-bye. Let me show you the door. I'll get you out.
Bye-bye.
I'm not one of those, Steiny. Oh, my God, if you leave, we're going to lose. If you want out and you're going to voice it, Bonte, we're going to facilitate a deal
bye-bye.
To get you out of here.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Antonio Brown was basically saying he wanted out for 2 weeks in a row, and you're like, no, they make it work. Make it work. I don't understand.
Well, I told you I thought Mike Tomlin and Big Ben got a pass in that situation, and I thought Antonio Brown was the one that, you know, was getting the backlash, and I backed up on that. But I'm just telling you, Stoney, Jamal Adams, yeah, if he told me he wanted out of here and the Niners come calling, I would take something lesser just for the sake of the rest of the locker room, and we move forward.
Question is, you said if there's ever a woman in your life in the past who didn't want to be with you, you said,
bye-bye.
Yeah.
And what I'm asking you is, but why were you begging
Brown
Antonio Brown to stay with the Raiders? You kind of, you know, you were begging a little bit there. You were like almost like a jilted lover. You weren't saying
I wanted to see a ball for the town. That's what was happening. My Oakland love came out.
No.
Yeah, it was town
I can't
love.
Let you off that easy.
Well, I'm going to say this. He wasn't saying he wanted out until the second fine, which we didn't know until Friday after our show.
Back it up.
All righty, let's talk to Mike. Mike's in San Leandro. How you doing, Mike? What's going on?
Pretty good. Hey, I agree with you, Matt, about you know, this is – let's go back to before this season. All the 49er fans were talking about, if they don't go to the playoffs this year, heads are going to roll in the front office and blah, 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 blah. My question is, if you look at that cornerback and might get a shutdown cornerback – and you still have it, you know, you're going to rest on your laurels because you beat the Buccaneers and you beat up on the Bengals. Mm. You're going to rest on your laurels on that, and you still haven't played the Seahawks and the Rams yet? I tell you, you guys had a caller earlier that said, the NFC's up for grabs. Yeah, it's up for grabs for the Cowboys, the Seahawks, and the Rams. I mean, as far as the left tackle position goes, I agree with you, Matt. It's next guy up or, geez. Why can't you fix both of the problems?
Hey, do you want Jalen Ramsey or not, Mike?
If he's available, and I'll tell you, the Seahawks and the Rams, if Witherspoon's out there when they play them four times, they're going to be licking their chops. Mm. Have a good day, guys.
Great call, Mike. That's solid start.
I don't agree with him.
You just won the tip off, and Curry just buried a three. You got a steal, and Clay hit one. You're up 6-0.
Okay, but how's that next man up theory going to work midway through the third quarter, and Garoppolo's been hit or sacked five times?
We'll see.
You know, you got a problem, and you got to address it.
Well, this is where Steiny, I agree with Steiny to a point where Shanahan has to design plays in order to protect his left tackle. And what I mean by that, and what I think Steiny means is, hey, bring another tight end over there. Help her protect.
True.
Bring two guys over there. Slide the protection to the other side. Roll out the other way
for
now. But
then the book becomes condensed, though, Bonte. You can't do what you use. You know what I mean?
It does a little bit, but, I mean, you got a game plan around it. I think Shanahan knows, and then you run the football. Can school run block? Because the running game's going to be his best friend.
Well, ask Cam, right. You're right. The Steelers coming for him.
Let's go to James. James in Martinez. Hey, James.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going well, man.
I honestly believe that, and I know it's a very, like, analytical way to look at it, but you have to look at it by the playoffs. Right now, if you're looking at the NFC, Dallas, Green Bay, Atlanta, and the Rams are in first place. You assume that Philadelphia can make the playoffs. So you have to ask yourself, does the left tackle make us better than Tampa Bay, Detroit, Chicago, Minnesota, the other team that's going to take the sixth playoff spot? If it doesn't and it's not going to get you over the hump, I don't know why you spend a first-round pick to end 9-7, not make the playoffs, and have a mid-first-round pick at 14, 15.
Well, let me ask you this, James. I want you to answer your own question. Would Trent Williams make the 49ers better so that they that he would be the, maybe the difference between not making the playoffs and making it?
Honestly, to me, it could. You could have a you could have a point in time this year where it's rare that three teams from one division make the playoffs, but it happens. It's happened in years past. And I honestly think it could, because Seattle's kind of the lock for the first wild card, I'd say. And then you're up against, I would say, the Eagles. Like, Tampa Bay, I'm not too impressed with. Minnesota, I'm not impressed with. Chicago. So really, at that point in time, you're looking at either San Francisco or the Eagles. And to me, you know, we've seen number six seeds, number five seeds win the Super Bowl. You just got to get in the tournament.
No doubt.
So to me, if it's going to make that difference, I believe you have to pull the trigger.
Thanks, James. Like, appreciate it. But yes or no? You doing it? Oh, I tried to get him to commit. He was, you know what? Good for James. He's like a general manager. Wouldn't give you. I said, James, is he the difference between the non-playoff team and playoff team? And he said, well, that's the thing you got to take into account. That's what I'm asking you. Thanks, James. Appreciate the call.
No, I think you got to take the chance. Because all the teams he mentioned there, Seattle, think about it. The Niners beat Seattle last year at Levi's Stadiums with Nick Mullins and with half the talent this team has currently in 2019. The L.A. Rams, like, I think they're going to regress a little bit. I think they have regressed a bit. And if it hit Jared Goff, you got a shot there. So you got to handle business in a division. Can you go 2-2 against the Seahawks or Rams and see where things shake out? Because as that last caller, James, mentioned, Green Bay, I don't think they're all – they're okay,
I'm with
but they
you.
Come to Levi's Stadium this season.
I am not afraid of them at all.
They come to Levi's. You know, you got some winnable games here. The NFC East, who you playing out of the NFC East? Is it Washington? You got some winnable games here. So I think Jalen Ramsey is that player. If he doesn't get you over the hump, I think he puts you on par with those other teams.
Well, and if he gets you over the hump this year, that's great. I mean, but if he doesn't, it's not like it was a terrible move. I mean, you still got him in the fold. He's still young.
Yep.
Still a great player at his position.
And something you mentioned, Steiny, is starting to not bother me, but eat at me, because this attrition in the NFL through 2 weeks, it's been about injuries. And you just talked about it, and you said, you know, without injuries, the Niners, you know, they're giving you all that you have. Now their depth is being tested, Bonte, and we're going to find out Sunday if the rookie school can handle it. But as we progress during, you know, throughout the schedule, the Niners can't afford too many injuries because then, Bonte, it becomes, do you got two of one thing? You know, one may be enough,
right?
But now we're going to see this left tackle position and the ramifications, and I don't like it.
Let's say hype. Okay, let's do it this way. The price is a – let's just say – well, see, I know the answers.
Yeah, okay, because you know
the price is a number one. Yes or no?
Yes.
Number one for Jamal Ramsey.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, Jalen Ramsey.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's two yeses.
Jalen Ramsey and Jamal Adams.
Absolutely. Two yeses. In a heartbeat.
Yeah. All right.
Texas second.
Trent Williams.
In a Mississippi second.
Trent Williams. I'm seeing if I can move on and get a third.
Why?
Because Trent Williams is 31 years old, and he wants to get paid right now. You just gave Joe Staley an extension. You have Mike McGlinchey under the rookie contract. What are you going to do with Trent Williams in the future? Trade him? Like you have... You don't need three tackles. And is Trent Williams and Joe Staley going to agree to move the guard? Can they move the guard at this stage of their career? Or could Mike McGlinchey move the guard? So I don't think – you just don't want to run into that problem. Can you find a tackle that's cheaper? That's why I brought up Vitae from the Eagles. Maybe he's cheaper. Maybe you can get him because Vitae understands, okay, once Joe Staley gets back, I can move the guard. I don't see that happening. Can Trent Williams, the same reason why they traded Trent Brown, he's too big to run the zone.
Oh,
I thought that was garbage.
Me too.
But can Trent Williams run the zone? I have no idea.
209, Steiny, how could you want Ramsey but hated AB? Levels.
And there's
levels.
There are levels.
That would be my answer.
He is no AB.
I don't like to do this, but I just have to read what's on the board. Fat guy in San Francisco. Fat guy, you're on.
Man, you do that to me every time.
I know. I don't like to do that.
Talk to my name.
It makes me feel guilty. What do you want me to tell you?
Hey, man, I don't think the Niners should go after Ramsey or any other free agent, man. It's week three. You know, our guys are showing somewhat of some promise. And, you know, honestly, Ramsey, man, He's like the defensive Antonio Brown, man. He's another drama queen, another diva, man. I don't think that's going to really go good with the Niners and their chemistry. You know, Niners are pretty quiet, pretty humble. And I don't think that he's going to match up well with the Niners at all.
You know what? Thanks, Fat Guy. That's a good point. And you referenced Richard Sherman.
I'll never forget.
We're just going to keep working. We're just going to keep our mouths shut and play. Well, if that's really the feeling inside that locker room and the front office is all in on that, they're not going after any of these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Williams, but...
But I think I thought you were going to say we need to add Richard Sherman to the list of guys that they brought in that were volatile. And
no chance.
Dude, you remember Sherman going at Carroll on the sidelines about the play calling? I'm just saying.
Stay humble.
Yeah, he wasn't Mother Teresa when he came, Bonte. He has a fuse. And to the Niners' credit and the coaches and everybody, he's been a model citizen.
Well, he said he was going to be a leader on day one. And he was.
Because this was after the injury? So he's kind of not saw his career. I mean? You kind of reflect
But you get older and mature.
No doubt.
And Antonio Brown was unable to do that. When he came in Alameda and said, oh, I'm going to be accountable. No, accountability. And we saw how that went.
He's a bum.
Yeah, he is a bum as a person.
Thanks, Robin.
Jonathan in San Francisco, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey,
what's up? Yeah, the Niners are doing great, so I want them to stand pat to see what they have first. You know, there's going to be more players available down the line because a lot of teams are losing. You know, you want to make a move, but you don't want to salvage the future because if we are going to have a window here, I don't want them to be like a one-hit wonder. I want a, you know, 5-7 year window where you can win multiple Super Bowls. You know, if they're going to bring in somebody. Not for the defense. The defense is doing great. I mean, I've seen the Giants win 2 Super Bowls against Brady with that pass rush. And, you know, I don't even know who the secondary guys were back then. If they are going to bring in somebody, yeah, fix the O-line, man. Bring in somebody who could play multiple positions.
Fair enough. Fair enough, Jonathan. One of our big boy callers, for sure. Emilio, he's got thoughts on a trade, possible trade.
Yeah, hey, guys, love the show. Fantastic. You guys are amazing, man. Makes my week go by so much easier.
Awesome.
Anyways, on the trade, you can't go wrong either way. But for me, I remember watching Mert Hanks, Tim McDonald. I forget who he
Eric had Davis.
The line.
Eric Davis.
Yep. And what I'm saying is, Charles Haley, I know he kind of makes a team better, but you need a bad guy. And right now, the 49ers are changing identity. They're going to be the bad guy. Just the one, like the Warriors. The Warriors, the new identity. They're going to be like the Detroit Pistons. You're going to get 5 fouls from them. Anyways, back on the Niners, if you get Jalen Ramsey, oh, man, that just, imagine putting them out there with Richard Sherman. I believe Akilah Witherspoon can play the nickel. Even though he's long and rangy, he can hit. And you need, especially going against trying to chase Russell Wilson, you're going to need a little bit of speed and somebody that can hit, right? So I believe that if you chase for Jalen Ramsey, yeah, you give up the number one, but you do it now because right now the Niners look great. I mean, watching them last couple of years when they lost by 3 points, those 5-6 games, telling you, they were changing, and right now they're changing. You got to take it, love it as it is. I'm not – my only time is not money, it's time watching them. So, you know, I can't make them – to the stadium and all that, but my time is watching them, loving them. I record them. I watch them when I can. I dissect them like Guru goes to the lab. Hey, Guru, sorry about yesterday. Didn't mean to get you, but you get me excited, man. Like I said, love this show. They trade for Jalen Ramsey. It's good night. The NFC's. I mean, it's going to be between the Cowboys and the Niners.
Thanks, Emilio. Appreciate it.
Old school.
And so, Jalen Ramsey could play the slot, guys. Man. He can play the slot.
Woo! All right, Jalen Ramsey's a name that's come up quite a bit today, obviously. Here's what Tony Boselli, former Jaguar player, now Thursday Night Football. Here's what he said about Jalen Ramsey.
There's two ways you affect players. It's always been the case. With playing time and money. And so Jalen Ramsey's under contract for this year and 2 more years. And I don't know why you just don't look at him and say, we're not trading you, and you're going to play. And if you become disruptive, we'll bench you. And if you keep on being disruptive, we'll start finding you, and it's going to be an issue. But two can play at this game. I mean, at some point, the organization and the coach has to draw a line in the sand and saying, this is not acceptable. That's what the great organizations do. That's what the great teams do.
Tony Boselli, I was with a morning show, Joe Lowe and Dibs, talking about Jalen Ramsey.
But that's when you become a distraction, right, Bonte?
No, I mean, what I took away from that
you
is
sound
that,
like an emperor.
Well, what I took away from that, he's under contract for this year and the next two seasons. And you bring him to a winning environment. I'm not saying the Niners are right now a winning environment, but a fresh start can do wonders for a player. Fresh starts, I mean, you bring him with Richard Sherman.
I get that.
And you got a veteran. You got Quan Alexander there. You got some ball hawks. You got a defensive line. You got a defensive line. You got John Lynch who played in the secondary. You just get a guy like that in the building and show him that, hey, we're trying to win. We're trying to win here. We have a good offense. Because, look, think about it in Jacksonville. If he's had to play defense at a high level with Blake Bortles at quarterback. Blake Bortles. You can't get these years back.
I don't know if it's a pet peeve of mine, but one of the things I always like to question, at least, is when you make a statement like Boselli made, that's what good organizations do.
Oh, you liked it.
That's too rigid because chances are it's going to be in the middle. Like, Jalen Ramsey has basically said, you know, I want out. I don't like it here. Okay. So now what do you do? Well, they've got a game coming up. Like, the issue is, what happens when he's not a disruption, but you know his heart's not into it and he's not playing up to his potential? That's the problem. You can't fine him. You can't suspend him. He's still coming to practice.
I don't want any part of that,
but he's aloof and he's not playing for the right reasons. Then what do you do? I mean,
you try to avoid that as soon as you can, and that's why if he's giving these signals that he is, I'm picking up the phone and I'm like, look, man, we can deal with this distraction, do what the Raiders did, almost get embarrassed by said player, or we can just cut our losses, take the best deal out there. We may not get what he's worth, but we move on.
Let's go to Ronnie. Ronnie's in Concord. What's up, Ronnie?
How are you doing, guys?
Doing well, man.
Well, I was thinking we should put a package deal together to trade for some of these players. We should get rid of C.J. Beathard and Quan Williams and maybe a second-round pick. I think that would be enough to get a great corner in there to shut down this stuff.
It'd have to be a second-round pick from next year. Yeah. But thanks for the call, Ronnie. Well, you might as well throw Solomon Thomas in there.
Why not? Dante Pettis, you want to throw him? Here's,
I mean, that's the funny thing.
Armstead's off limits, I'm being.
It's like, how about a number one in Dante Pettis? How about just the number one?
Right.
You don't have to throw in Pettis.
Other teams are seeing that Solomon Thomas is not getting snaps. So he's like, wait a minute, we're going to trade. Can we get the potential for him? Is he still a number three
overall
pick?
But he may do like Armstead. Armstead is balling this year. So
contract year.
Yeah, this is when you want to do it, but yeah. Armstead has been answering the bell.
By the way, from the text line, 510 says, why aren't we talking about finding someone off the street like a Donald Penn or Joe Thomas?
I saw that.
I thought Donald Penn he didn't tie with Washington?
Yeah, he is with the Redskins.
Well, Joe Thomas, for the 510, I've texted his agent see if the Niners have called about it, bringing Joe Thomas out of retirement.
How about Lacob? Doubt to him?
No. He bought a $29 million house?
No, that's all Steph did.
Now, Guru, get your facts straight and give. Steph's was $31
million. Okay, God. I was like, don't want to do home.
Right.
Damn.
$2 million more.
Now, I'd rather live in Malibu, though.
Curry's $31 million house is in Atherton.
Wow.
I don't know
man.
If you know that.
I know where that's. I have friends out there.
Menlo.
It's kind of like, that area is kind of like, what's it called? Anyway, I can't think of it. It's kind of like the Excelsior.
Yeah.
Think so like the Excelsior? Not the cost.
I can't think so.
Like, what? You know what? I was trying to think of I didn't want to say like a bad name. I didn't want to say a tenderloin.
Right.
But, yeah, because the Excelsior is pretty nice. But it's not, it's not quite Atherton. And then Joe Lacob bought a $29 million home in Pebble Beach. That's in.
Wonder if players are going to live with the Warriors. Is Draymond going to move to Belmont or Millbrae or Hillsboro, where those fat houses are starting. I mean, that's major league stuff over there.
Yeah, I saw some of the details on the house. Apparently, Curry's house never went up for sale. It was some other way to buy a house. And three bedrooms, guest house, pool, and I got to believe two solariums, like the place at the end of the Seinfeld episode. Eric's in the city. What's up, Eric? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, you know, I have a different idea, man. And if Lynch can pull something like this off, he'll be the manager of the year. You know, those three teams are talking about, the Redskins, the Jags, the Jets. All those three teams, they need one thing. They all need quarterbacks. We've got two decent backup quarterbacks. Which one of our quarterbacks will we give up for one of those players? Is that possible? Is that actually a feasible thing? I mean, could we get greedy and possibly trade one of our backups, you know, for one of those guys, and then maybe trade a first for another one? Like, imagine if we get Ramsey and Adams.
You know what?
Or Ramsey and Williams? Are you serious?
You know what? I don't know if you could get that much, but I think that's a fair point. I think it's a fair point to – but you know what, though, we have to find out, Bonte, is how much value do those two really have to other teams? Because it might be one of those things where, yeah, we're right. Fine. We'd rather go with our second-year guy who looks terrible than bringing Beathard in here.
Right. No, there's no doubt. Beathard, when you watch the film, it's like, why would another team want C.J. Beathard? It's a reason why he's a third-string quarterback. And I don't think anybody was trading up to the third round to select C.J. Beathard. So the guy, if they're going to trade a quarterback, it's got to be Nick Mullins. And you have to feel comfortable with C.J. Beathard as your backup quarterback. And I'm not sure Shanahan feels like that anymore.
Yeah, not sure of that myself. All right, coming up on the other side, Cam Inman of the Bay Area News Group coming up. And then, did you hear what Barry Zito said in his memoir? Pretty honest. That'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I tell you what, I got a piece of news that's going to make Guru possibly tingle.
I'm starting to tingle.
Check your email, Goo.
Oh, no. You see, I had a.
You know what?
I had an emergency.
You know what? Give me the breaking news sounder. I'm calling for it.
95.7 The Game breaking news. Powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
This is a special Guru breaking news.
I'm excited.
The Golden State Warriors unveil six jersey designs ahead of the 2019-20 NBA season. They're going to feature six uniforms they're going to wear this year. And also included in this email is the schedule and which uniforms will be worn on which particular day.
Dude, no, seriously, that is a
I think about you, buddy.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Cam Inman's going to join
us. I'm starting to tingle.
Momentarily, Bay Area News Group. He'll, of course, be brought to you by the Dialpad Guest Line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across your existing devices.
You like the new Goonies?
Inman. I haven't looked at him yet.
Not bad. Font's a little different. Got the San Francisco jerseys, the city jerseys.
Is this the one where they changed the design a little bit of the Bay Bridge?
Yeah.
Where they made it more detailed?
Yeah, a little more detailed and the font on the bottom of it. Man, it's just a little more is bolder.
But they look different when they're on the end of, you know, on right. The person.
I want the cable car uniforms back.
All right, let's head to the Dialpad guest line. Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group. Cam, thanks for joining us. And one of the things we've been batting around here the first hour is some of the players that are just, I would say, available, whether it's Jalen Ramsey, Trent Williams, or maybe even Jamal Adams now coming into the fold, doesn't seem to be happy with the Jets. Do the 49ers kick the tires on any of these guys?
To some extent, I would think, but I think you just got to figure out what the price is going to be, because obviously all those guys would help any team, you would think. And then you got to prioritize it. You have to take out your own roster and figure out how does it fit, how does it work, and what would you have to give up, and what would it look at economically in the future. So, I mean, it's fun to play the hypothetical game, and everybody can say, yeah, give up this, sign this. There's just so much more that goes into it. And the 49ers, the fact that they're 2-0, I would wonder if that makes them either want to go after a guy more or maybe not, because maybe they want to ride with the guys that they have. Because Staley didn't suffer a season-ending injury, so you're not, you know, you don't have to just really make a huge deal for Trent Williams if the Redskins would even want to give you a deal. Jamal Adams is kind of curious because he's relatively young. He's an all-pro guy who's disgruntled with the Jets now and wants to get out. But you have a young guy in Tarvarius Moore and then Jimmy Ward getting healthy. So I think there's a lot to weigh, and a lot of it comes down to economics, especially with a guy like Jalen Ramsey, who he wants to get paid, and there's no doubt about that. And he only has, I think if I'm right, he plays this year on a contract, and next year he kicks in a fifth-year option of about $13.5 million, which is a lot. And you're paying Sherman a good chunk of money. So you have Witherspoon on the other side, a guy that people figured might be expendable, but guess
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.